Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I just heard you say that parks were free. Do you honestly believe that?
I don't know, but you don't have to pay money when you go in. But they're certainly paid for.
What about the money that you take in taxes? What about the money that you force everyone to pay?
They are paid for it with your taxes, but that's the way it is with everything. So, but thanks for calling. And we try to include it, and I suppose people can come in from out of town that don't pay for it in their taxes, and they can use them as well. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I don't know if I heard Chris right. He was saying the state pension fund went down by X amount of money, therefore the taxpayers are required to make it up. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's a five-year cycle. So
right.
Every year they set the cycle to, if you go down, you got to make it up. If it goes up, the city and towns pay less.
Okay, well, I've kind of got a question with that. It probably went down because the stock market went down and they had bad investments. Is that accurate?
They had bad investments, and the unfortunate part is during the pressure to save taxpayer money, a lot of the states speculated in oil and commodities, and they got whacked.
Okay, well, my 401k went down by about 40%, so how do I get the taxpayers to help me get back my 40%?
If you figure it out, let me know, because mine went down 37%.
Yeah, so did mine.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, three of you are talking at once, so I couldn't just hear what you're saying. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I said, if you figure it out, let me know, because mine went down about 37%. So
that's my whole thing here, you know, with this whole thing going on. It's just, it's a nonstop thing where, how does it end? Why should I have to supplement anybody else's 401k plan because it went down?
Well,
you know, they made bad decisions. They're the ones that are responsible for it. I'm not responsible for somebody else's bad stock market decision.
Well, it's the organization into which they pay their money that does that, but you know, that's just the way it is set up. And I think if the state would change the way it funds education, that might be a big help toward coming up with a different way. But that's just me. So, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, Cynthia and Chris. It's Ian from freekeen.com. How are you today?
We're fine. Thank you.
Great. You know, I share that the lady that just called before me there, I share her sentiments, and that I too am frustrated with the misuse of money. But the problem is we can't really do anything about it besides call and complain, because if nobody changes anything about the misuse of government's money, which of course was actually our money, if everybody complains but nothing is done, then there's nothing we can do. Because if we were to say withhold funds from the state as a result of our being upset at whatever the government policy is that we believe has to do with misuse, then the government's probably going to steal our houses from us. In fact, Cynthia, a couple weeks ago, you promised a different caller that you were going to talk to. I think it was the assessing department. I'm not sure which department it was, but you said you were going to get an answer as to whether or not the city would tax sale a house. You seem pretty sure that they would put liens on somebody's house, but you never found out, or at least you didn't announce it, what the answer was on that.
They do. If they put a lien on the house, eventually they will tax sale it.
Okay, what is that? How many years does it take? Is it a certain amount that triggers the tax sale, or is it an amount of time?
You know, I don't know, but I'll try to find out. I believe it's like 3 or 4 years before that actually happens, and I think it depends on whether someone's living in the house, whether the house is... I know they recently had a tax sale, and it wasn't... The house was... No one was living in it. The person had died, and it had gone to heirs who didn't pay the taxes and didn't really care, I guess, if it was sold as a tax property. So that's the only one I'm familiar with right now.
So normally it's somebody that passes on, and you guys then tax sale the house. But when's the last time the city has actually had to remove somebody from their home?
The only other house that I remember, that doesn't mean there haven't been others, it just means I don't remember them, was probably 15 or 17 years ago. There was a place, I think, on North Lincoln Street. And I those are the only two that I remember. And
now,
in either case, nobody was living in them, so I don't know the answer.
Gotcha. Well, this brings me back to a conversation we were having when Paula was on the show a couple of weeks ago about aggression. And I believe both you and Paula did end up sort of coming to the conclusion or admitting or agreeing that the city, that the government does aggress against people. However, I recall that Paula says she did not believe that was in any way violent. What was your position on that, Cynthia? I don't recall.
Well, let me just answer, and then I want Chris to answer as well. But I don't think that if a person didn't pay their taxes, I don't know that they would ever come after. Again, I don't know that they would come after you immediately with guns drawn. I don't know that there's ever been anything like that in Keene. I know there has been in the state, but or even in the case of the Browns, they didn't come after them with guns drawn. They built them. I mean, you know, they kind of deceived them to get people in there and then took them into custody. But
with guns drawn.
Well,
the guns do come out eventually. Chris, go ahead with your thoughts.
On my first year in the city council, if I remember correctly, they gave us a list of about 15 people who were behind in their taxes.
Right.
Some were 2 or 3 years in there, and they went through the process, and they said, this is the problem. And what happened was, 2-3 years after, most of the people covered their costs, and everything was settled. I think that was the only house, like you're talking about, the person had died and was in a nursing home. But mostly the time, people go through, and most of the people end up paying. And actually, when you looked at the numbers, that some people, I think one person was behind like $100-something.
Right.
In there.
So I think that's what happened. Is it doesn't happen very often because mostly people don't want to give up their homes, so they pay.
Well, right, because people are afraid that they're going to have to lose their houses. So I mean, it is a reality that the city can come and literally throw that nice old lady that called earlier out of her home. I mean, don't you agree that that's violent? I mean, you did agree that's aggression, and certainly the definition of aggression has to do with an unprovoked attack.
Right, but I don't know that Keene does that. So I'll try to find out a little more about it and report back next week.
We've
got to go to a break. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, Cynthia and Chris. How are y'all?
Fine.
Sam from Scared Truth.
Oh, thank you for the movie.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, we're going to watch it tonight. It's movie night. Do you want it back?
No, it's for you to keep.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to donate it to the library then, because that's what I do with after I viewed them.
That would be fantastic.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So two things I want to correct. Number one, early on in the show, you said that, I think you were talking about the volleyball and the parks and so forth, and you said that they're free and they're available for people to use. Now, that's not quite true. The fact is everybody's forced to pay for them, right? And then they're made available for anybody that wants to use
them. Well, not everyone, because people come in from out of town and they, you know, they're not paying for taxes.
Okay, so the people that live in town are forced to pay for them, and then there's some freeloaders who don't pay anything that get to use them.
Well,
I mean, isn't that essentially what's happening?
That's a good way to put it, but, you know.
Because, if in the private market, the people who actually use it, the people who go to Six Flags or the water park or whatever, are the ones actually paying for the park. But in the government paradigm, everybody's forced to pay for it, and then the few people who actually use the resource are required.
Or
actually get it for free. Sorry.
All right, you have to pay to use the pools, and the rest of it is there. And it's if you will, the taxpayers certainly do pay for it. So that's all there is about that. But
okay,
thank you.
I've forgotten my second point, but the other thing I wanted to ask was just about the Free Staters calling in and presenting these different ideas. Now, you typically tell us that we should work within the system, that we should use the government to change the government. And I have a hard time with that, because every time I've tried to do that and bring up an idea, it's dismissed as ridiculous, or I'm kicked off the air on TalkBack, like with last week trying to talk to Molly Kelly. I mean, that was a serious issue that I brought up. The Manchester police have classified Free State participants as gang members.
Oh, well.
So that's a serious issue, and every time that we do, we're dismissed as ridiculous. Nobody will even pay attention. You know, get out of here. You guys don't make any sense, or I'm not going to discuss it, as the common terms. And I remember my second bullet from the earlier thing. In the Ed Brown case, there was actually There was a guy who was walking a dog for the Browns, and there's a video of this that was shot by the feds. They had armed men with guns out in the woods. The guy was walking his dog. He discovered them. He was actually unarmed. Upon seeing them, they jumped from their positions, hiding in the woods, and started firing on an unarmed man walking a dog.
And I know you guys want to talk about this, and I don't, but because I like the country the way it is, I'm sorry, but you may not agree with me, but I do. But I don't understand why someone who obviously feel as strongly about it as the Browns, why they don't just move to somewhere else.
Where would they move?
I have no idea. Go start your own country.
There is no open country, so it's going to take someone standing for change where they are.
Well, go buy a piece of land from Canada up in the Yukon or something and start your own country.
Well, if I'm buying land from Canada, I'm essentially asking their permission and living under their rule. And there are people who have tried taking over an island, taking over a sea platform, and doing all these things. And eventually some despotic government tyrant comes in with guns and takes it over and forces them into servitude and paying taxes to them.
Well, my feeling, and you know it well, is I just think it's easier to go along to get along. But that's just the way I am, so.